Penny Hinnally is with us for a Kōrero today. Hey, Penny, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora, tātou. It was a beautiful weekend.
It was, wasn't it, mate? Even beautifuller after Tane Tuau Piki converted his own try. Get on, yeah, Tane. Way to go. Hey, yesterday, Chris Hipkins, the Labour Party leader, unveiled his vision for the year 2040. And I note that at Waitangi 2040, 200 years after the treaty, he says by Māori, for Māori solutions are being delivered. The success of Māori education has influenced non-Māori, and more holistic approaches are leading to spectacular results. I know it's a bit of a sharing dreams, but even so, it does point to an ongoing commitment to giving Māori more autonomy and to embed Māori whakaaro throughout the whole of New Zealand's way of life. Encouraging to think like that as we head to 2040. You were there. What stood out for you?
Yeah, it was a good speech, setting out at least where we want to go, and then we've got to work through how we get there. And what it did for me was show a clear commitment to Te Tiriti or Waitangi, broadly speaking, and his comments around the by Māori, for Māori approach. We know that it works. How do we deliver more? So, look, I think it's a really, really good start as the regional conferences for the Labour Party kicked off for him to continue to push us forward with the vision. And, that's clearly what I believe is lacking at the moment from this government. And I think it was quite a stark contrast to the kind of speech that we heard from Christopher Luxon on Sunday, which was inflammatory, if I could think of a word. So I thought it was really good. We've got to continue to go around and speak this vision that Chris Hipkins delivered on the weekend, but more importantly, put in all the pieces so that we make sure we get there. On top of that commitment to Māori too, Dale, I was really heartened by his comments around education and how we can continue to deliver plan and deliver a world-class education system for all of our people out there, and we know that's a key foundation for this country moving forward. So really promising, but we've still got lots of work to do.
Of course. Some might say that the party's pro-Māori stance, and in saying that, trying to address the imbalance and the unjust treatment of our people across centuries, but this supportive stance that Labor has towards Māori tino rangatiratara or manamotohake, even though there's a long way to go in that, some might say cost Labor the election. And the backlash, the redneckery that we're witnessing in this coalition government might attest to that. What should we read into the Labor leaders' ongoing support for initiatives such as by Māori, for Māori?
Yeah, look, we're unapologetic about that stance too, which is really good. You know, in the last 6 years as a government, Dale, we continue to deliver billions of dollars for Māori kaupapa, driven by Māori, driven by iwi hapu, from housing to health right across the board. And, you know, I'm proud to have been a part of that and unapologetic about it, which is why that speech over the weekend from Chris Hipkins is important, because we've heard the kōrero from some that it was because of that why we lost the election. Well, I disagree, and we're quite clear that our commitment to Māori must continue to build off the work that we did in the last 6 years, which is why that speech was important. And, you know, our whānau out there through the election last year made clear many split their votes, and, you know, the numbers played out the way they did. And I think it was a brave move by Chris and our leadership as we continue to look towards the next election to show our commitment to Māori. And, you know, next week is the budget week, and we'll soon see whether or not this government has a commitment to Māori kaupapa. I suspect it won't.
Tēnā koe, last time around, Labor were keen to go public with who they wouldn't work with, but less keen to go public with who they would work with. Do you think there might be a change of tack in that regard, and that Labor might announce, for instance, that we will partner up with Te Pāti Māori, we will have negotiations with them pre-election, because it seems that everyone seems to wait for how the cards fall on election day and then go for rear guard coalitions rather than being right up front and saying, we're going in as a bloc to challenge this current coalition government. Any chance of having that determined pre rather than post-election?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think, you know, if we look towards the experience from the last election, that's certainly something I think would be good for our voter base. But of course, Dale, we're 2.5 years away from an election, which is why these kinds of speeches and the work that follows after it are really important to show our commitment. What we do know, of course, is in the polls that have come out over the past months, that they link us all together as a left bloc. And if you look towards the work that we've done as a left bloc, and the work in the House and the kind of legislation and the work that this government is doing that we've stood up against, I think it bodes really well for the future and the way that we work together. So I think it's a good idea, but of course, we're way away from the election, and you know, our leadership will have that discussion at a time further in the future.
Te lākui. Okay. Look, we've got the budget coming out shortly. You can comment on that, or is that too speculative? But perhaps as a former Minister of Defence, you might have some thoughts about what's going on in New Caledonia.
Yeah, look, it's really really tragic what's going on. And I had a kōrero with a few whānau around Tāmaki Makaurau over the weekend as we're enjoying good weather. And it talked about what's happening across the Pacific in this post-colonial era, and I think we should keep a really close eye on what's happening there, but also other parts of the Pacific. And some people have said that the Defence Force should just fly in and get them out. Well, it's not as easy as that. There's conversations and green lights that need to be given by the other country and matters like that, which I'm sure are under negotiation or at least in discussion by our country's leadership in order to look after our citizens that are there. So I think in that respect, it is a case of watch this space. There is a bit of consular support from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. But look, it is tragic what's happening there. But like I say, this is something that we're noticing around the world and indeed in the Pacific in this post-colonial era as the likes of the indigenous peoples continue to look for their own mana motuhake. So a bit of a watching brief on that one, and hopefully we can look after and get our citizens out sooner rather than later.
Tēnā koe. And as a former high-profile Reo Māori sports commentator and a proud man from the North, acknowledging the passing of one Sid Going, who this time, I'm sad to say, has gone, but he has left a wonderful legacy, and so many people still can see him with Brian Williams and Grant Batty and all of those characters of his time. But you know, being a proud guy from Taitokoro, what thoughts do you have on his contribution, his passing?
Yeah, Super Sid was arguably one of the greatest All Blacks of halfbacks of our time. And over the past, in my time playing rugby in Northland and knowing the family well, what was amazing about Super Sid was we all saw his deeds on the field, but he was a staunch, dedicated community man for the Mid-Northern Rugby Club, for Northland Rugby, and for his whānau in and around the Mid-North. And, you know, it was never too much for Super Sid to be on the sideline watching his mokopuna, you know, out and about amongst the whānau, and he'll be sorely missed. His leadership in the community was phenomenal. A humble man, sorely missed, but one huge legacy that, you know, his tamariki, his mokopuna, all of them love rugby and follow in his footsteps. And a sad day for Te Taitokero. And I want to add to that, farewell, Dale, and sad news overnight that the passing of Calvin Davis, my former colleague, his father, Pānapa Davis, or Uncle Pat, as he was affectionately known. For anyone who went through Kawakawa and they stopped at the tea rooms in Kawakawa, it was Uncle Pat and Auntie Glennis who run that tea room, well-known figure in and around the Mid-North, and we farewell them both, Super Sid and Uncle Pat.
Tēnā koe, and thanks for sharing that kōrero. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora, tātou.
Tēnā koe. Penny Henare there. And our thoughts